Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, and talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a success coach, spokeswoman, and fundraiser with Successimo.com, a free social networking, informational, and inspirational website. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and a winologist expert. She is your host today on January Jones, yep, sharing Successimo stories. So sit back and relax and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones and her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn while you earn. These stories plus sharing equal Successimo.com. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you're entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever been on a girl's journey? Yeah, just for girls. Tell me, are you writing a book, and would you like to know how to get it published? Have you ever wanted to know how to do it, or better yet, what not to do? Tell me, would you like to meet a fantastic life coach? On a serious note, what do you know about domestic violence? Or better yet now, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you've been looking for? Are you ready to learn while you earn? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Successimo Stories. Today I will be introducing you to a guest who is a success coach extraordinaire. She provides us with wonderful, informative, and inspirational lessons. Before I introduce my guest, I'd love to invite you to call in with any questions. The number is 818-431-8506. That's 818-431-8506. Now I'd like to tell you a little bit about my guest today. She is the founder of Journey Girl Publishing. She is a well-respected direct response marketing consultant, life coach, and doctor of communications, and also an entrepreneur and internationally recognized expert in online direct response marketing. Previously, she founded Nimble Cricket Communications, an internet consulting firm established in 1994. She's a voracious reader, especially of self-help and philosophy books, and she has been a student in A Course of Miracles. Through reading, therapy, and coaching, she has married her natural gift for logic, order, and analysis with the freedom and passion of connection. She holds a bachelor's degree in journalism and a master's degree in media and public affairs from the George Washington University. In 24, she received a Ph.D. magna cum laude in communications from the European Graduate School. Her dissertation, From Media to Media, Live Performance as a Vehicle for Social Change, was published by Atros Press as part of the Think Media Philosophy series. She is also the host of her own radio show, Book Journey Radio, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm very pleased today to welcome to our show Angela Loria. Hello, Angela. How are you today?
Hi, January. Thank you so much for having me. This is exciting.
Oh, I'm so excited, and I want everyone to know about your radio show. When do you broadcast?
We are on Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and we talk to authors. I talk to authors who have written one book and authors who have written, last week I interviewed somebody who had written 27 books, but we always talk about writing your first book. No matter how many books they've done, we talk about how do you get that first one done. Because I find once you can get through the first one, that's when the magic happens, the doors open, and people get a little addicted to the process.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, having done it myself, as I shared with you earlier off the air, I know all the things not to do because every mistake there is I probably have made. Now, if someone comes to you, what is the first thing, and they want to get involved in your book writing programs, what is the first thing you tell them?
Well, the first thing I tell them is authors are very unique people, and if you have a dream to write a book, if you have this urge, if you are somebody who people tell you all the time, you know, at bus stops or grocery stores, you have to write a book about that.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that makes you a special, there's something special about you. That's not everybody that has that experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there is a way not to struggle and
mm-hmm.
to fight your way to get that book written, but to simply remove the obstacles between you and that book being done. And that's the work really I do with people. It can look like traditional life coaching, it can look like writing consulting, it can look like marketing help, it can look like a lot of things, but
mm-hmm.
really all we're doing is removing the obstacles between you and your book in your hands.
Now, in your opinion, what are some of the biggest obstacles that would-be writers face when they're trying to put things together?
So I will tell you, I have worked with New York Times best-selling authors, I've worked with brand new authors, and every single client I've worked with, and it cracks me up because I have not had one client yet that has not said this to me. At some point in our work together, they will say the phrase, "Who am I to write this book?"
Mm-hmm.
Who am I to write this book? That
mm-hmm.
is the number one thought that stops people from finishing their book. And it shows up in various ways. You know, it shows up as procrastination. It shows up as signing up for a lot of programs or hiring a lot of different editors and just editing yourself into a frenzy. It shows up as writer's block. But
mm-hmm.
ultimately, when we peel back the onion, it comes down to, I walked into a bookstore and I saw so many books and I just thought, who am I to write this book?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I talked to somebody who, you know, asked me if I was a doctor. And as soon as I said no, I realized I really shouldn't be writing a book about weight loss or whatever it is because I don't have the credentials. Or maybe if I go back to school or I do one more thing. So people put a lot of roadblocks between themselves and their book based on that thought.
Yeah, you know, it's the lack of confidence. And so many times you'll have a great idea, but then when it comes to executing it, it's a very frightful thing, and I think sometimes people can sabotage themselves. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think a lot of, you know, perfectionism is something that comes up a lot. Like, there's something about a book being in print.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if it's print on demand, even if you own the rights and you can change it,
mm-hmm.
people feel like, I need to make sure everything's perfect before I put this out with my name. And I could just guarantee you, I usually start off early in our coaching saying, let me guarantee there will be typos in your book.
Yeah.
Let me guarantee it will not be perfect. There's going to be something that drives you crazy after
mm-hmm.
after it comes out. And
oh,
you will not understand how you missed it or how you spent so much money and somebody else missed it. Like, I could just guarantee it now. So let's just
mm-hmm.
move forward and know that's going to happen. But
and
perfectionism, I think it's a big demon, especially for women. I don't work exclusively with women, but I would say 90% of my clients are women and
mm-hmm.
probably, you know, a similar percentage of readers of books that I work on are women. And I think perfectionism hits women especially hard.
I think you're right. And, you know, it's interesting, like in the process of writing my books, it almost becomes obsessive. You fall in love with your words, literally.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it comes time to send it off to the publisher, it's like sending a child off to school for the first time. It can be very traumatic. Angela, we're going to hear from our sponsor, and then when we come back, I want you to share your website information and tell us some more secrets to how to get our books written. We'll be right back.
When you think that something is too good to be true, could you ever be wrong? The answer is yes, yes, yes when it comes to Successimo.com, because you will earn while you learn, and it will be free, free, free. Successimo.com is a social networking site that will change the way you learn and earn money while you work on your computer at home. This free website provides continuous learning opportunities while rewarding you for taking lessons and inviting others to join with you, receiving inspirational information. You'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. Just what does free mean to users at Successimo.com? It means that there are no fees, no donations, no pledges. You will never need cash, checks, or credit cards. All revenues are generated from advertisers at the website, just like Facebook and Twitter. This too-good-to-be-true social networking site is the newest paradigm on the Internet for home-based business and nonprofit organizations. Do you hate asking people for money? We all do. And the good news is that Successimo is a fundraiser for nonprofits that does not require money. It just requires small amounts of your time or your organization's time to raise funds. When you do lesson activities, you'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. When you think of Successimo.com, you need to think learn while you earn. And always remember that passion plus purpose equals prosperity. Successimo.com is not only too good to be true, it is unbelievably innovative, and there are no downsides since no money is ever required. Successimo.com is the right website for now because it is the first one ever to pay people to participate. No one else does this. So sign up now and stop whining, start winning, and start being Successimo. Successimo.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
This is January Jones welcoming you back with my wonderful guest, Angela Loria, sharing her success story. Angela, could you tell us your website information?
So you can go to, it's Journey Girl, and girl is spelled a little tricky. It's, there are three R's and no I. So Journey, JRRRL.com, JourneyGirl.com. And also if, you know, if you're thinking of writing a book, one resource to check out is ShouldISelfPublish.com. And
okay.
I offer some free resources there to learn about if self-publishing is for you.
Okay. I didn't know about that website. That's wonderful. And, of course, we also shared the information about your radio show. Now, when we're talking about successful people, which you are very successful, when you look back on your career, can you share with my listeners something that was an unexpected event, something that perhaps changed the course of your career? It may at the time have felt like a disaster, but it turned out to be a marvelous help to your career. Could you share something like that with our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in the introduction, you kind of touched on domestic violence. And
mm-hmm.
For me, my personal journey out of corporate America, where I did direct response marketing for 17 years or something, had to do with a marriage that when I had a child, somehow our marriage took a turn for the violent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not exactly sure how or why it happened the way it did, but
mm-hmm.
I lost my job. My husband was going crazy, and
uh-huh.
I ended up in India. And I was in
uh-huh.
India for a month, and I had one book with me. It happened
uh-huh.
to be Martha Beck's Finding Your Own North Star, which I recommend to everybody all the time.
Okay.
And
okay.
I was totally lost, totally had no idea what was going on. And I really spent a month reading this book and doing every exercise in the book. Like every, I mean, I had a month and it was the only thing in English. It was like I devoured this book. And at the end of it, like, she makes this crazy claim that you could find what it is that you love to do that you lose track of time doing.
Oh.
And that you can have a career doing that. And it took me a little while. It took me about 5 years from when I read that book till when I put it all together. But my house is literally filled with self-help books.
Uh-huh.
And self-help books, philosophy, psychology. I've just always been a seeker.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that I could work with authors to help create books like that,
okay,
never in a million years would have come to me if it weren't for being stuck in India with no way out and a husband who is beating me and just no job and no money and just absolute disaster. So that's what I would say for me was most, I kept trying to find a way to do things right.
Uh-huh.
Like I wanted to be liked at work or, you know, break into the corporate world. And for me, what that book represented was just embracing all the things that I actually love that come naturally to me.
Uh-huh. Right.
And trusting that money would follow and clients would follow, and so far so good.
Wonderful. You actually followed your passion. I'm curious to know what led you to India of all places. What was the spark?
My husband is from India.
Oh.
So when I lost my job, he said I was the primary breadwinner. So he's like, let's take the kid and let's go to India. And I didn't want to, but I lost that particular argument. So I ended up there for, it was a month and a half, I think, with kind of no communication to the outside world.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay.
Yes,
well, that's,
it was an interesting experience. It was not pleasant at the time.
No.
But I wouldn't change it for the world now.
See, thank you for sharing that. That's exactly what my listeners need to hear. They need to hear how people have things that are defining moments. They seem to be setbacks, but they turn out to be the best things that ever happened to you. Now, when you found your passion for writing and helping other people, now, how did you proceed about starting your own business? How did that come about?
I went to a writer's workshop. I what I assumed I was going to do once I kind of made the connection was that I was going to become an author.
Mm-hmm.
And I would write books and millions of people would buy them and I would be fabulously rich and have a house by the beach somewhere. And so I said, well, step one, let me go to a writer's workshop and I will learn how to write these fabulous books I will now be writing.
Okay.
And when I was at this work, and it was a ridiculously expensive workshop that I could not afford. It was actually with Martha Beck, the author of that book that changed my life.
Yeah.
And the workshop was like, I don't know, 2 days and $10,000 or something I did not have. It was ridiculous. And when I went there, one of the sessions that she did was about social media.
Mm-hmm.
And I had mentioned I did direct response marketing for consumer products for most of my career. And I had done a lot of social media. And so she was trying to explain, like, Twitter and Facebook, and I was like, oh, my God, these people don't know how to use Twitter and Facebook. What is the story? So I kind of took over the class, and I started teaching it, and she hired me to do her social media.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
Then several other authors found out about me, and so what I actually started as is a social media coach for authors. And really the things that come up with social media, especially for authors, are pretty similar about being, you know, being exposed, a lot of the time management elements that come around writing a book. And so I started incorporating some of the things I'd learned as a student of life coaching into my social media training.
You know, it's interesting, and I know you will agree with me that for any writer, they think that when they write the book and send it off to the publisher that their work is done. But as we all know who have done this, the work really, really begins when you start promoting your book and promoting yourself. And it's a whole it's a whole new career for most of us. And on that note, I'm going to take a brief break and have a message about my book for our listeners. We'll be right back with Angela Loria.
Lately, there's been a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, you'll find out what people whine about, why they whine, and most importantly, how to stop them from whining. The 11th Commandment deals with all of the complaints and causes, and there are over 100-plus cures for whining with humor and hope in this edition. This is the perfect gift to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. It'll make you laugh at yourself and others. John Curtis, a distinguished author, reminds us that it is the perfect gift for anyone who wants to be healthy and happy with humor, honey, and hope, and for people who are just hopeless. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com and at the Successimo.com Coaches Bookstore. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. As Sally Shields, best-selling author, states, January Jones gets to the core of the matter with her quick-witted tips and cures that cut to the chase and will put any seasoned whiner to shame. So get reading and stop whining and start winning with Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment.
Welcome back. This is January Jones with the founder of Journey Girl Publishing, Angela Loria. Angela, tell us about what we can find at your website. I know you have a publicity program, you have free resources, and also I'd like you to tell us about your So Smart series.
Absolutely. So I would say I do two main things. I help authors get their book published. So if they want to self-publish, we have some publishing programs. Mm-hmm. I also publish my own book series, which is called the So Smart series. So all the books in the series, I call them holistic how-to guides. So I talked about how the way that I train people in social media kind of incorporates body, mind, and spirit. It's not just your a list of 10 things you need to do, open up a Twitter page and, you know, tweet 10 times a day or something. So the Holistic How-To series covers everything from fertility issues to clutter to starting a business. And right now I am finishing up my book, which is If I'm So Smart, Why Can't I Write a Book? So I work with various coaches that are interested in writing sort of a dummy-style templated book. It makes it nice and fast to write and also provides kind of consistent guidance. I do publish outside of the series as well, and then I also run a series of events that I call my book circle events.
Mm-hmm.
And in the book circle, we go through removing those obstacles to writing your book, and I do those as teleclasses, and I also do them live. So that's
kind of
fun. My next live event is, I think it's October 8th and 9th in Phoenix. I'll be doing the book circle live.
And where will that be?
In Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, wonderful. That's where I'm from that area, so perhaps I can
excellent.
Send me some information and I'd love to pop by and talk about my book and share my experience if I could with some of your people. I just love to encourage women to start writing. You know, so many people, they think about it, they talk about it, but they just don't get out there and do it. And, you know, with your website and your programs, there's really no excuse for you out there if you're listening to our show. Angela can help you every step of the way, and she would love doing it. Come on, make a decision and do it. Don't you agree it's time for them to get moving, Angela?
Yes, and I have to say, I love your no whining platform, because that is, I am in the no whining zone. There are, life is too short, and if you have a dream, you need to stop whining and start making it happen. So yes. I love that philosophy.
And you know what, I loved you sharing your story, because most of our listeners out there, they have to realize that if they can give way to their passion, if they find something they're passionate about, no matter what it is, they will be successful. And it's one of the secrets of the universe. And I think we need to spread the word and get women and men out there and have them become passionate about something. And writing's, I think, one of the best things in the world to find your passion in. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. I think you find your passion, find your voice. And mm-hmm. really, that's the confidence you spoke about earlier.
Oh, yeah. And we couldn't find a better example than you, Angela. And thank you so much for coming on the show. Angela's websites are www.journeygirl.com. And her other website is shouldiselfpublish.com. So go to those websites. And again, thank you, Angela.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been an honor to be here.
Oh, wonderful. Now for my listeners, tune in every Tuesday and Wednesday at 12 noon. My guest for tomorrow's show is another writer, and her name is Pat Bubash, and she writes about successful second marriages. And she's working on a new book called Marriage Blisters. So it'll be a wonderful interview with Pat. She will amaze, amuse, and she will astonish you. All my shows are on at 12 noon live, but you can catch any of the interviews with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. If you've enjoyed this show, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. If you're interested in checking out our Successimal program, just go to our website, www.successimo.com, S-U-C-C-E-S-S-I-M-O. Look it over, and you can sign on without any financial obligations. My sponsor email is januaryjonesinfo@gmail.com. I would love to mentor you and help you get started so you too can learn, earn, and return as you play it upward. And then you too can be a guest on my show. You know, Successimo is an amazing opportunity to help out any nonprofits or charities that you work with. You can actually help them raise funds without asking for money. Yes, you heard me right. It's a positively brilliant plan, and it's easy to implement anytime, anywhere. So for now, dear listeners, I want you to stop whining, start smiling, and start sharing Successimo with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my wonderful guest, Angela Loria, today. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones sharing Successimo stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you think it, you can do it. That's what all of our success coaches have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own Successimo story with your family and friends. We hope that our stories will encourage you to explore an equation in the future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others, and that will equate to creating cash for your future. Your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you learn while you earn with us and January Jones, sharing Successimo stories.